Investigators are looking for a reason a man rammed his car into two officers standing in front of a security barricade at the U.S. Capitol yesterday. That driver and one of the officers have died. Officer William Evans is the second U.S. Capitol police officer to die in the line of duty this year. NPR senior editor, Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving joins us. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Good to be with you, Scott.
Of course, the first line of duty death this year was Officer Brian Sicknick. He was bludgeoned in the January 6th attack by Trump supporters on Congress and the vice president. This latest incident, I think, is rubbing wounds that haven't healed and is fearsome on its own.
Yes, and another martyr among the Capitol Police Force and another season of flags and half-staff in the Capitol. The name here, William Evans, you mentioned, an 18-year veteran of the force, killed yesterday by a driver who also injured a second officer at a barricade just outside the Capitol building itself. We won't get over January 6th for some time to come, Scott. Any time the Capitol complex goes on lockdown, such as yesterday, it's like the entire Capitol city, all of Washington, D.C., goes into a kind of cardiac arrest for a period of time. And this attacker, identified as a 25-year-old man from Indiana, was fatally shot by police. He does not appear to have been part of a larger terrorist action or linked in any way to the January 6th insurrection. A solo actor in this case, so far as we know.
Ron, we can't get through the week without asking about what's going on with Matt Gaetz. Ron, what's going on with Matt Gaetz?
Probably way too much to deal with in a minute, Scott. There are a lot of allegations, and Gaetz insists he's the target of a massive multi-million-dollar extortion scheme. But just to review the core facts, the 38-year-old congressman and prominent Trump supporter from Florida is reported to have been under investigation for relationships with teenage women. These relationships perhaps involving money and, according to some unnamed sources, illegal drugs. And while Gaetz is not entirely without supporters, he does appear to be increasingly isolated, and his future in politics or as a TV personality is very much in doubt.
A surge of jobs this week. Some good economic news, but there's some caution in some minds, too, isn't there?
900,000 new jobs, nearly a million. That's a mighty healthy-looking gift horse, and it's a welcome sight to be sure. But, of course, there are going to be people who look the gift horse in the mouth because there could be a Trojan horse effect down the road. If the economy expands too fast, that can mean inflation. And depending on how much inflation, that could be bad news for people on fixed incomes and for businesses trying to plan their futures.
Mm. I wish I could think of another horse analogy, but I'll save it for next week. It's a holiday weekend for so much of the world, holidays of rebirth, of renewal, delivery from bondage. But I feel moved to ask a question this week about what I'll call bystanderism. We've seen video of attacks on Asian American woman in front of a building in New York, and then of an Asian man on a subway. One of the saddest things is to see people just standing by.
Sadly, it's not a recent development. Some of us still remember the murder of Kitty Genovese in the 1960s. As she was stabbed late at night in an alley behind her apartment building in New York. And we were told then that dozens of people heard her screams for help without doing anything. And some of them probably did call the police, but that incident became part of the path to the 911 emergency call system that we have today. Are we better people than half a century ago? Are we worse? One thing is surely different, Scott. Crimes and criminals are far more likely to be caught on tape, and that goes for bystanders who are just being bystanders, too.
Yeah, it's difficult. It's just difficult to see. I suppose none of us really know what would happen if we were in that position, but it's just difficult to see people standing by while someone else is in danger. Sorry. NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving, thank you.
Thank you, Scott.